Haynes has seen significantly less bear encounters as compared to last year. We just heard from the police chief today there was a 44% drop in calls to police. Would you say that the mitigation efforts have been successful?
Yeah, I think if you have a 44% drop, that's helpful. But I also think that, you know, realistically, there's more natural foods this year as well. And I think we've all made, you know, great progress. And, you know, Haynes has done a lot since 2020. They have bear-resistant trash cans that are a lot more, a lot better than what they've had in the past. We had issues with one of them, and the landfill owner has made some adjustments to that. When I was in town, one of the things I checked in at the Haynes office to see how many electric fences were lent out, there was four or five of them sitting there not being used. So presumably a lot of folks have bought their own electric fence, or there's fewer people requesting them. So that, to me, indicates things are better in that regard as well. So, I mean, I think compared to last year, it's much better. You know, every community is going to have attractants that bears can get. It's just a matter of trying to reduce them to a manageable level.
How are the fish runs and this berry season kind of influencing bear behavior?
Well, it seems like the natural foods are more abundant. And so that, in combination with the fact that things are more secure than they maybe have been in the past, I think that's reduced the bear-human conflicts by a lot.
Can you tell us a little bit about your visit to town and what you were up to?
Sure. So I was in town to do research, but I also spent several extra days looking into some bear complaints. There was complaints of property damage in a couple of locations, one of which was pretty significant garage door damage. The other stuff that I was investigating had to do with attractants, and I discovered what was going on with those and provided some advice to folks. And then the other thing I was doing was spending some time on the Chilkoot. It's not uncommon there to have, you know, fishermen occasionally, instead of cutting their line or taking their fish away and leaving the river when the bear is approaching, some folks wait till the last minute, and then they panic and back away from the fish. And so we had a situation where a bear took a person's salmon while it was still on the fishing rod and drug rod and all into the woods. And then it approached a second fisherman after that. And so I spent some time there and also assisting the weir crew and kind of how to interact with bears in general and that particular bear. And it's definitely an area where you have to pay attention because the bears do see a lot of folks, a lot of people, and they become kind of used to people.
Is there anything else our listeners should know about bear activity at this time?
Yeah, so this is the time of year when, you know, we're starting to head toward fall, and bears go into a period of hyperphagia. And so they're basically trying to pack on as much weight as they can before they hibernate. And so it's even more important to really keep stuff secure so that bears don't get food rewards.
Well, thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.